In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I probably don't need to talk for a long time because the baptism kind of speaks for itself. On the other hand, y'all know how I am, so life goes on. The first reading today from Jeremiah, we experience Jeremiah writing at a time that is, of course, incredibly, as you know, difficult for the Hebrew community. We believe he wrote between the first invasion of Jerusalem in 597, the second invasion 587, at a time during which the rightful king was imprisoned or basically in exile, Jehoiakim, and a puppet king was set in place by Nebuchadnezzar. The king's name was Zedekiah. And so the people were essentially leaderless. And so here's Jeremiah, the prophet, prophesying to them the gift of hope, which he didn't always do. He talked a whole lot about being about their needing to be responsible for their brokenness and their sinfulness. But in this particular little pericope, we see him talking about, prophesying about that gift of hope, that promise, that in their experience of being leaderless, of being broken, of being sinful, of being scattered all over the known world, of being without a place they call their own, of being without a temple, of being without leaders in their civil and their religious spiritual community, that there is hope, that God was going to raise up for the community, the family, the tribe of David, a leader. And in the gospel today, we experience something of the same thing. St. Mark tells us as he writes that Jesus is roaming about in his early ministry all over the place. He had called the 12. He had sent them out. They had been working frenetically in the field. It says in here, Mark says they didn't even have time to eat. And Jesus says, let's get on the boat and let's just go have a little retreat time and take some time for ourselves, huh? And be quiet and maybe try to pull together why it is that we're even doing what we're doing. And what happens? The word gets out. And when the boat is moored, there's all kinds of people waiting for this leader that they knew they wanted to somehow engage with. They wanted to follow. They wanted to know at a deep level. And Jesus doesn't disappoint them. In fact, in Mark, what happens immediately is he feeds them. And then it says, he goes on to say, and he begins to teach and preach. And he says at the end, the last line, and all that he touched were healed. He didn't say, Mark didn't say, all that Jesus touched or all that touched him were cured. Like, poof, their fractured femur was, you know, all of a sudden working again. He says they were healed, which means that at a deep level, somehow, that sinfulness and that brokenness and that longing for someone to follow, someone to know, someone to believe in, was in the presence of Jesus made known. It was theirs, and they knew it. And that's what was happening in the life of Jesus. And St. Paul kind of recalls in the second reading to the people, the community at Ephesus, that same thing. He recalls how it was when they were Greeks, you know, and they were Hebrews. And the divisions in that community, and the brokenness, and the painful experience that they had. And he recalls how their experience of Jesus brings them together. He says, remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenant of the promise. having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Jesus Christ, Paul says, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. For he is your peace. He has made both groups into one. He has broken down the dividing wall. That is the hostility that you have known toward each other. That is who our Jesus is. In our brokenness and in our experience of sin, whether it be personally or as a church community or as a nation, and all you have to do is go on Facebook with some of my cousins and you know that that's the way it is, that we live in brokenness. And we are in search of real leadership in church, in our families, in our nation, and in our world. And where is it going to come to us? Oh, perhaps in the short run, here or there, we believe, whoever you are, what side you might be on. But in the depths of our heart and in the profound presence that we have with ourselves, it's going to happen only in our knowing Jesus as our brother, as our Savior, as the one we desire to follow, as the one who guides us in all of our decisions. And it is that Jesus that we gather to celebrate today. It is that healing that we hopefully, frenetically desire that comes by just even touching the fringe of his garment. And that's what we celebrate around this font. That Jesus. We invite little Pax through his family and his godparents and his friends and this congregation into what it is that we believe, and more especially, who it is that we know. That relationship that we have with Jesus. The only place that we will really find true healing. Forgiveness. Mercy. Justice. That's who we celebrate. And that's what we invite this little child into. It's what we, I assume most of us anyway, were invited into sometime in our own lives, oftentimes as infants. But it's what we celebrate every day that we come to this table. A Jesus who relentlessly loves us, who feeds us on our journey, who invites us to be one with each other in faith. And though we may disagree, we strive for forgiveness and mercy and justice and peace in the name of Jesus. And so we continue our time together this morning celebrating who we are, why we're here, and inviting this little one into our midst in a very special way. It's not a magic moment. It's not like a poof, this little baby all of a sudden can go to heaven. You know, I grew up with that. No. It's about who we are and how it is that we frenetically desire to share that with the world around us. It's about the generosity of these parents and godparents offering this little child and promising to continue to nurture him in that faith. And it's about our supporting this child and all of us who are baptized into union with each other, supporting each other, not in the name of any leader less than the Son of God, Jesus made flesh among us.